airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is, by the way, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there we give away, so do enjoy those on us. So the Ron Paul situation continues in the manner that it has been for the past few weeks, and that is, of course, that the media doesn't really seem to have any interest in covering his campaign. They don't really seem to have any interest in giving him any questions to answer at the debate. As a matter of fact, somebody did a breakdown here. PrisonPlanet.com did a breakdown of the number of questions Mr. Paul was asked versus the other candidates. It says here that only 5 questions were directed at Ron Paul, as well as 2 half questions, the answers to which he was interrupted on both occasions. You just completed watching the clips before the show, mm-hmm. Mark, so you're fresh on the Ron Paul debate clips. And he absolutely was interrupted and was not allowed to continue. In fact, at one point, he was told he would be able to continue in a couple of minutes,
yeah,
but was never given that opportunity.
Yeah.
In comparison, again, Ron Paul getting 5 questions and 2 half questions. In comparison, Mitt Romney fielded 17 questions, and John McCain got 15. They don't count how many Huckabee got here. I'm not sure. Maybe that's because he didn't get many either. I'm not positive. I don't watch the entire debate. I just pay attention to the Ron Paul portions because what those other jackballs say is completely useless. So it says here that just as with the previous MSNBC debate and numerous others before it, Ron Paul was given less than a third of the questions as the other candidates. The primary definition of a debate is a discussion as of a public question in an assembly involving opposing viewpoints. Since Ron Paul is the only candidate expressing opposing viewpoints, the corporate media's deliberate ploy to relegate, marginalize, and restrict his opportunities to speak amounts to overt public deception. These farces should not be referred to as debates because they're merely PR stunts that are conducted with a deep-seated bias toward the establishment candidates. You know, it even seemed like during some of the shots of Ron Paul when he was answering some of the questions seemed to be focusing more on Mitt Romney's face than anything else.
Yeah,
did you notice that?
The shots did seem to be right on Mitt and what he was doing.
I mean, certainly there were some shots of Ron. I mean, I'm not making it sound like they were only looking at Mitt, but there was a side shot where Ron wasn't even really visible.
Well, he was. It was sort of profile, but turned towards the back of his head a little bit, so it wasn't It wasn't a good shot of his face. It wasn't getting his expressions the way that
right. The
exasperated and condescending look that Mitt Romney had. He knew everything on how to handle this. He used to be a businessman, after all.
Mm.
You know, lots of businessmen, a successful businessman, lots of successful businessmen don't understand macroeconomy. I told you the other day about my friend who's in the financial industry. He's a guy that helps you buy stocks and stuff.
An advisor.
Yeah, an advisor. He didn't even know what the term fiat money was when
Amazing.
I talked to him a couple of months ago. Now
he's
he knows.
Educated.
Right. Tell me, Mitt Romney is going to handle this whole situation. He's going to run the government like a business.
Nonsense.
I don't want the government run like a business. I want it out of my life.
No, it's not possible to run the government like a business anyway because it doesn't operate in the same manner. But I'm curious, since I didn't watch the rest of the debate, perhaps you could answer if you did. How do they treat the other candidates, specifically Romney and McCain? When Romney and McCain are being given an opportunity to respond to a question, do they cut away to a full-on shot of Ron Paul's face for his reaction?
No.
Why not? Are you going out on a limb there, Mark?
Yeah.
Did you see the
no,
debate? Okay.
I'm going out on a limb.
Right. I can't say for sure. I want to know from somebody who's actually seen the debate. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. It's Kevin across the pond in the UK. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, it's actually Gavin.
Oh, Gavin. Close. What's on your mind, Gavin?
How are you keeping? All right.
Just super. What's happening tonight?
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Right, well, I'm calling. You know my friend Ziggy.
Yes. He calls the show. I can't say I know Ziggy, but we know.
Well, I know that much. Yeah, well, basically, we're working on setting up a Liberal Democrat Liberty Caucus in the UK. Pretty much the Free Talk Live is an inspiration to a lot of us in the UK, which is good stuff for you fellas.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Thanks.
So what are your plans with this Liberty Caucus?
Well, the fact is that there are lots of people within the Liberal Democrat Party in the UK who have very anti-statist views.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to try to get 250 members to influence our own political party's policy to move it away from the social democrat leanings that it currently has to move towards an agenda of freedom.
So you're basically doing the same thing that the Republican Liberty Caucus and the Democratic Freedom Caucuses are doing here in America, is they're working on the they're working on influencing their parties from the inside as opposed to going outside and joining, you know, perhaps creating a third party.
Well, yeah, we've had since January the 1st, there's been a Libertarian Party in the UK formed, but you know, it's with the way the political system works in the United Kingdom. It's not a particularly transparent or fair way of democracy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, we all know the failings of democracy, but democracy is the best of all of the political systems that exists, other than, of course, individual rights. We're trying to influence our own party to ensure that it does pursue an agenda of liberty, personal individuality, personal freedoms, and individual responsibility.
So how do you plan on going about that? Would that be including going to party conventions, meetings, and trying to recruit current members, or trying to bring people in from the outside? What's your plan?
Well, we're working on a kind of a two-pronged approach. There's the OpenLibertyAlliance.com that we're setting up, which will allow all libertarian-minded people, regardless of their party affiliation or none, to contribute to the debate of liberty. So, you know, whether it's the Liberal Democrats that ultimately have a sway in this country, or conservatives, or whomever, that's not the issue. The issue is ultimately liberty. Now, within our own party, from the Open Liberty Alliance, we then have our own forum, if you like, that will, as long as we get the 250 members, we then have a seat on our own policy, whenever our party works out is considering any specific policy, we will have a seat on any policy issue.
Oh, really? And, so there are built-in rules within the party that say if you create a caucus and you have X number of members, you'll have a say in the party's the platform and the things that they're doing.
Precisely, and we have what's called local parties. So you have the United Kingdom, the federal party, because the Liberal Democrats are a federal party in that we believe in federalism. So the nation state, if you like, isn't the be all and end all. We believe in true localism.
Okay.
But as I say, the federal party is being, in my view, a little bit contaminated by social democrats, the socialists, sure, as you call them in America. And so what we can do by having 250 members, we can bypass the local parties and, in effect, put our own motions to our federal conference. Which may not be supported at a local party level,
I have to say, it sounds like you guys have got your plan together. And what happens if you get 500 members? Do you get an extra vote, or is it just, you know, do they cap you at 250?
No, we just have more of an influence because, of course, you know, when it comes to, because at the conferences, as well as our 250 members allowing us to have to propose motions to the federal conference, if we have 500 members throughout the local party network of the country, we are then able to, of course, have greater influence when it comes to the individual votes on the policy motions.
Well, I wish you the best of luck with your plan. I'm sure there are, at least 250 liberty-minded people there in Great Britain. It's just a matter of uncovering them and getting them on board. So good luck with that. What again is your website, sir?
It's the OpenLibertyAlliance.com.
Very good, Gavin. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com. There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hi, neighbor. The world famine is in its third year. Our harvest is too small to get through the year. Genetically poisoned food, dangerous food imports, and constantly recalled disease-contaminated foods are mixed in with our safe food. Farm food production is turned into ethanol fuel. What should I do? How long can I afford food or till there's no food? How long before it's all poisoned? Will 3 years' worth of food supply be enough? Or will it only postpone my trip to the population control breadline? Will it be okay to wait till after the holidays? I'll use what I didn't spend on Christmas for a something is better than nothing supply. I'll get the rest later. How long do I dare wait? I know I'll regret not starting sooner and not getting enough food. I have to decide while I still have a choice. Tell me what to do. Now take your own advice and call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Tourme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 300,000 posts and hundreds over, in fact, I think we're close to 2,000 of our listeners interacting there. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. You'll find that it's completely free, like everything else is on our website. Again, that's bbs.freetalklive.com. Mark, you told me you had an interesting email you wanted to share, so why don't we jump into that?
Yeah, he asked to remain anonymous, but he says, Mark, I just want to drop you a line and let you know how much I appreciate your show and how much it's opened my eyes. I thought it was funny how you guys were talking about Michael Savage last night, and it's been a couple of nights ago.
Yeah.
And since he was the reason I found your show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I had recently
Did
started...
Did someone get on Michael Savage and drop our name? That would be awesome.
I had recently started listening to podcasts this past summer, and I had enjoyed his show in the past. Not really agreed with everything, but his heavy New York accent reminded me of a neighbor growing up, and his rage entertained me. Anyhow, he started to charge for his show, so I went looking for something else. I typed libertarian into iTunes, and your show popped up.
Ah, excellent.
I must say that I was shocked at first, as I'm sure most people are when they hear this show, mostly Ian. Anyhow, I was surprised that you guys made sense. There are a few things that prevent me from calling myself a libertarian in the past, mostly because I thought government should prevent folks from doing things and thought certain military actions were necessary. That all changed in 2004.
Didn't we all?
Yeah.
At one time.
At one time, yes. That all changed in 2004 when I was sent to Baghdad for 7 months of my life.
Oh, boy.
I'm a physician. Doctors are listening to our show. A couple of boobs talking in a radio studio somewhere. It amazes me. College professors,
yeah.
Doctors, people...
Educated folk.
Yeah, listening to us ramble.
Couple of Florida hicks.
I'm a physician, and I made a deal with the Army to pay for medical school, and I would, in turn, give them time back. Since I signed up during the end of the Cold War, I never thought I'd see combat. But... such was not the case. During my time in Iraq, I saw that they were not doing any good. American soldiers and Iraqi civilians were getting needlessly killed and seriously maimed. Since I practice emergency medicine, I was on the front lines of the trauma in the trauma center, and I saw some things that I hope I never see again. I'll bet you did.
Mm.
Through this experience, I discovered liberty, although not to the extent that I understand it now. I happily voted for Michael Badnarik by absentee ballot, and everyone to whom I gave the world's smallest political quiz came up libertarian. I'm now, thankfully, done with my commitment to the Army, and I work in the civilian sector. Working in medicine, I see the healthcare problem firsthand. I understand that voluntary solutions are always preferable to coercive force, but time and again I face the same dilemma. Let us say that government gets out of healthcare entirely tomorrow. No Medicare, Medicaid. Let's say that insurance companies are still charging heavy premiums and costs are high. It takes the free market some time to adjust and realize the prices have to come down. This is usually where I have some trouble with my socialist colleagues. I think we need to offer basic services as charity, but at what point are people going to suffer since they have no access to health care? And more importantly, what about their children who can't earn their own money and are not responsible for the poor choices of their families? Do we rely exclusively on the goodness of charities while insurance companies are lowering their rates? Well, first off, I'd like to jump in real quick on that and say that it's not just the Medicare and Medicaid that's the problem. It's all the regulations that all the states have on insurance and, you know,
sure.
requirements of insurance to provide this and provide that. And if you're
yep.
going to do this, you've got to do that. And just all the things that insurance has to provide. And shouldn't I be able to buy insurance? Here, how about this? At one point, I had some trouble buying insurance. I wanted catastrophic coverage just in case a meteor comes out of the sky, it hits me, I get hit by a car, or whatever. Something like that happens. But I'm a smoker. I smoke one or two cigars a day, depending on, you know, what I feel like, and I inhale those cigars. So therefore, a blood test is going to come up that I'm a smoker, and I can't lie about it. So even though I'm a light smoker, can I not ask for insurance that covers, you know, I can't say, well, I don't want insurance for lung disease or heart disease. I just want insurance for everything else.
Yeah, all that other stuff has
because
it. The lung disease has to be covered by law.
It has to be covered, right. Now, I was 30 years old at the time. What do I need coverage for heart disease and lung disease for?
That's a good point.
Now, but I couldn't get it because of all these regulations on the insurance company.
Right.
So that's still something the marketplace will take a certain amount of time to adjust to. But
yeah, but we don't know how long that time period is going to be.
We don't.
I mean, we tend to see when you look at the marketplace taking action on things, it usually moves pretty darn fast. I mean, it could be a matter of weeks, if not days. Certainly it's not going to be that. I mean, it's not going to be a lifetime. It's not going to be a generation. It may be, you know, a handful of months at most. Obviously, it's speculative making that point there, but it's also you also need to understand that it's not all going to go away tomorrow. I mean, it's unrealistic to suggest that's going to be the case. even if someone like a Ron Paul gets elected to the federal government, this is reversing the trend towards bigger and bigger government involvement in healthcare is going to take some time, and it is going to have to be phased out, and it's probably not going to be an overnight thing at any point. So that's just unrealistic.
So I think that the first step would be to actually take the regulations off of insurance before you got rid of the Medicare, Medicaid, 6 months, a year, giving some kind of time period for the market to adjust, and then these insurance companies will begin offering policies that people demand, like the policy that I was in demand for when I was 30 and couldn't get.
Exactly. And you also have to understand that removing those regulations, and just in general, not just on the insurance companies, but on the healthcare industry in general, removing all of these onerous, burdensome federal and state regulations would also result in a major productivity increase for the healthcare industry, in that they wouldn't be spending, in some cases, many of their employees spend 100% of their day filling out government paperwork.
Right.
None of that would be necessary anymore. So many of these healthcare organizations, be they doctors or insurance companies or whoever, would immediately have a decrease in their amount of overhead, which decreasing overhead means you can reduce prices. And these things, again, they won't take time, they won't take long for these folks to realize. They know. People in the healthcare industry, they know, as this doctor well knows, the burden of the paperwork. They know it. And, looking forward to the day when that paperwork burden goes away will be a wonderful experience for those people if they ever get to experience it. Unfortunately, the country's not going in that direction. The country's going toward more socialized healthcare.
And the fact that there is a government problem, I've heard this argument so many times. The fact that the government's created a problem, and in this case we're talking about the people's reliance on government medical care, government-sponsored medical care, doesn't mean that we should get more government to fix the problem. That's just going to create a bigger problem down the line, and that's going to be that everybody's going to be affected. It's going to take a rollback, and if you don't want people hurt, it's going to have to be a well thought out rollback. You can't just get rid of everything. But let me tell you, Doctor, we will be getting rid of everything all in one fell swoop at some point if the economy crashes because of this burdensome healthcare crisis that we've got going on. Okay?
Absolutely. So either start turning it around now or wait until the House of Cards comes
down. The thing that his doctor colleagues wish to avoid is going to be, in fact, what happens.
Inevitable. 1-800-259.
Socialism can't support itself. There's a little more.
9231. We'll get to that. Also, since he brought up the military, I have a story about the suicide rate in the Army. It's jumping up by double digits. We'll get to that here in moments. Your calls as well. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening June 9th through the 15th. It's known as Porkfest. You can go to porkfest.com, porcfest.com, to learn more and learn how you'll expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. We'll see you at Porkfest. And more on the way in moments. Free Talk Live.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you are not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Features we give away, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. The dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com to see what that's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Sound money is under attack. The Liberty Dollars offices were raided by the FBI and Secret Service on May the 14th, 2007. All of its precious metals, computers, and records were seized. Your help is urgently needed. Go to libertydollar.org, sign up for their updates, and register for the lawsuit. Don't let the government steal your money and destroy the Liberty Dollar. That's libertydollar.org.
800-259-9231. We continue here. You had an email that we were in the middle of, Mark, from a doctor who spent a little bit of time in the military. On the way, we've got a story about Army suicide rates jumping up pretty dramatically. But first, let's continue this, because he had a few more points or questions or something left here, right?
Yep. Let's see. He goes on. I also wanted to bring up the issue of vaccines.
Okay.
He's apparently directs me to a website called quackwatch.org, and use this as a regular resource. They also explore the myths of homeopathy and other quackery. Of course, herbal medicine is legitimate, and people often, I didn't know at one point the difference between homeopathy and herbal medicine, so people need to draw that a distinction in their minds.
The difference is homeopathy is this kind of crackpot idea that if you take, what is it, like a fraction of a percentage of the actual disease you're trying to cure, and somehow give it to yourself, that your body will develop the immunity to it. I think I'm on the right track.
I don't know that it's necessarily a fraction of the disease, but it is, a fraction of something. And it's so dilute that essentially you're just taking
water. Yeah. And so there's that. And then, of course, herbal remedies are actual plants and products that come from the earth. And natural sources that you can take.
And so this doctor says, of course, herbal medicine is legitimate since most of our medications are derived from plants. Anyhow, acupuncture also has wonders for chronic pain patients, but there's no evidence of a link between vaccines and autism. So that was his point, as he wants to show me that there's no link between vaccines and autism. Now, I'm I'm concerned about that. For one, the people that are checking out these links doing the science are the same companies that want to sell you the vaccines,
mm-hmm.
and they're in bed with the CDC and all that other stuff. But really, my issue with vaccines is it's personal. It's it happened to me. I took a vaccine for the flu, and I became very, very ill, 102.7 degree temperature. The next year, I took a vaccine again after through the urging of a medical professional who said it couldn't possibly happen. And I think in your line of work, you'd meet a lot of people. You need to take this flu vaccine. I did it again, and I became just as ill again.
Mm.
So I know in my heart, do I have any empirical evidence? You know, for what I've given you, but I know in my heart that vaccine made me ill. How do I know that that's not happening to other kids?
And you've got a son on the way.
When you take an 8-pound infant and you shoot it full of medicines? No.
Well, your son obviously has got your DNA in him, so who knows? Maybe he'll be as susceptible as you, and he doesn't have the immune system you do.
Yep. Now he goes on and says some good things about vaccines, which I believe vaccines work. I do. I just think that there are. It's a system of, you know, we'll sacrifice 0.5% of the population in order that the other 99.5% of the population.
Utilitarian.
It's utilitarian. That's what my belief is. Let's see. There's some terrible diseases that have been eradicated through vaccine: polio, rabies, tetanus, influenza. I didn't know that rabies had been nearly eradicated, but I know polio is on its way out. Tetanus, maybe that's the same thing. I don't know. Strep pneumonia, smallpox, just to name a few. Your child's lack of vaccination can lead to a breeding ground for these illnesses and possibly infect someone else, attacking their right to life. Now, think about that. So, the idea, but of course, that would have to be another person who hasn't been properly vaccinated, right?
Presumably.
So they've taken the same risk that my child has taken, or I...
That's a good point.
So that's, you know...
Is there any point where it's too late to get these vaccines?
I can't imagine that there is.
To where if your son grew up and said, you know, Dad, I want to get vaccinated.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be done at age two.
What seems wrong to me is making those decisions for your child that are really... They're life and death. They, to me, they have some kind of connection to illnesses and death in children. And
what about circumcision? You're going to get Jack circumcised?
No. I don't believe in that either.
I don't appreciate my parents making that decision.
I'm not going to lop off one of his ears either.
That's good.
Seems crazy. Okay, finally, schools. My school may have been aberration, but we put FDR on trial for violating the Constitution in his school, endlessly discussing the imperialist past of the United States. Yes, you did go to an aberration. We read...
There are some good teachers out there. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Dotakeville's Democracy in America, and we're encouraged.
I don't know.
I've seen the word before. I don't know the guy's name. We're encouraged to think critically about literature and world events. It was a public school in liberal Connecticut, and I think that labeling them all as government indoctrination centers is a misnomer. We don't talk about specific schools. We talk about schools in general.
Schools in general. And the fact is, that is what they're there for.
Right. And as good as your school was, I think it could be better if it... I know it would be better if it was run by the free market.
It would have to be better. It'd be subject to competition for the first time ever.
Right.
Somebody could say, well, they've got private schools competing with them. No. They don't have anyone competing with them because they get funded whether or not private schools are in existence. They don't care if five more private schools open up in the same town. They'll still get their funding. So they're not subject to competition like the private schools are. So it's not fair to say that.
Yeah. Even though we had a great teacher in this particular area putting FDR on trial and that kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure we had some really bad teachers that they couldn't fire because they had tenure. You know,
absolutely.
And that's the problem with the teachers union and the teachers union contracting with the people, as it were. We're all held hostage. I don't want to be in a contract with the teachers union. I wouldn't have signed anything with it. But in fact, I have to pay for this contract with the teachers union. That's wrong. That's slavery. That somebody else can sign my name and use my money to pay some contract that I wasn't involved in. Sorry. Anyway, he says, well, enough rambling. I just wanted to let you know that I enjoy the show immensely and proudly display my Ron Paul signs at my home and on my car. In fact, in Nashville, he's the only politician for whom I have seen signs and bumper stickers.
That's a good sign.
Other than Fred Thompson, who's out of it at this point.
There you go.
So it could be interesting come February the 5th. I think that I think I have gotten renewed vigor behind the Ron Paul campaign. I had a couple of rough days there after the New Hampshire primary. But I really think that something amazing is going to happen after Super Tuesday. I don't know what's going to happen with Ron Paul campaign. I don't know whether he's going to win or anything like that. But I think that Mitt Romney and Huckabee are on the ropes at this point.
Well, you know, I heard something today that even old Rush Limbaugh has been trash-talking John McCain. So even
Rush Limbaugh is totally against John McCain, and he will not support the Republican if John McCain gets the nomination.
Yeah, so that's kind of an interesting situation. Like, a lot of these so-called conservatives are very upset about their choices, yet they pretend as though Ron Paul doesn't exist.
Mm.
So if you're not happy with McCain or Romney, then, and you don't think Huckabee's got a chance, then why aren't you paying attention to Ron Paul? It's just some weird media blackout going on.
Well, once Huckabee and Romney are out of the picture, which it looks like that could happen, then Ron Paul will.
You don't think Romney's going to go all the way? I mean, he's got his own money, so he might just play all the way through.
Not if he's not winning. Would you spend your own money on a campaign where it's not going anywhere? Yeah, he could, but why would he?
True. Love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls. It's Ziggy across the pond in the UK. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Hi, guys. In connection with Ron Paul, I've heard a couple of rumors. First of all, is that the Libertarian Party and the Constitutional Party might pull together in backing Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one, this might seem far-fetched, but I don't think it is as far-fetched as people might think, but Kucinich might be his running mate.
I think Kucinich has talked about having Ron Paul as his running mate. I don't know that Ron Paul would go the other direction. I don't know. I mean, I can't think that the Libertarian Party and the Constitutional Party backing Ron Paul would be a huge thing for him. The Libertarians got 300,000 votes in 2004.
Yeah, I heard that the Libertarian Party is split at the moment.
You think it's split? I don't know what you mean by that. Hang on, 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by Savirest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to Savirest.com and buy a latex mattress today. Savirest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit libertydollar.org.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abigail's Attic. Tactio is the most exciting advance in media entertainment to come along in 50 years.
Imagine not only hearing your favorite music, but also feeling it. Far beyond listening with just your ears, Taktio allows you to actually feel the music you're listening to. Taktio enhances and amplifies all the sensations that we enjoy when we listen to music. Just plug in your media player into Taktio and experience the most unbelievable sensation of energy and vitality while you feel the music rush through your body. You have to feel it to believe it. Call 888-891-1122. That's 888-891-1122. Or visit taktio.com. That's TACTIO.com. Keep listening to GCN for information on future Abigail's Attic concerts featuring Taktio and learn how you can save 50% on your Taktio purchase. Taktio is a registered trademark of JW Labs, makers of Rice Instruments since 1987.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartabite. Here's Dr. John Matson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartabite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartabite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. And if you enjoy the show and want to help us out a little bit, then go buy some stuff at the Free Talk Live store. Just head over to store.freetalklive.com and grab yourself some high-quality Free Talk Live branded merchandise like T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and we've got other products as well. Head over to store.freetalklive.com and you can learn how you can get a copy of Barry Cooper's DVD Never Get Busted free with your order. Get all the details at store.freetalklive.com. Back to Ziggy in the UK. We went away there for a moment. You were talking about how you thought the Libertarian Party was split, and
I've heard you say yourself that there was some sort of rift within the Libertarian Party. I also know that the issue of Iraq has split people. I do know one candidate who is in support of the Iraqi war, and I actually told them, well, then you're not a Libertarian.
That's true.
But the initiation of force is a central plank of libertarianism that you don't do.
Right. Rejecting the initiation of force is what libertarianism is all about.
Exactly.
So as far as the split goes, there are definitely some people in the Libertarian Party that in my book, and I think even in your book, Mark, would not qualify as libertarians. And they're more of the political types, which, of course, is obvious. It is a political party, so it will attract these types of people. And they've been watering down the Libertarian Party's message for years now, and it just seems to keep getting worse. There's a group of people that have dedicated themselves to bringing back the party to its glory days, if you will, but I don't know how effective they're going to be.
It's the watering down due to the wanting that they want electoral success. They think that if they water down the principles, then they'll have electoral success.
Yeah, and I have to disagree with that because it seems as though they haven't been successful with that.
We've got a party that espouses economic conservatism, with watered down planks, and Americans know what they're going to get from that. I don't see any reason why they would want to replace that party.
Right. If you want to join the Republicans or Democrats, they're out there, and you can join their party.
It's just that I mean that is a typical political party maneuver. I've been a member of the Liberal Democrats, who were the party of liberty, and I've slowly seen it turn into more and more socialistic Over time.
And it drives out the good principled activists like ourselves who at one time were excited about being involved and now we're disgusted and completely turned off by it. And it really is just more evidence that it's going to be next to impossible to actually change this country through the political process. I mean, the parties themselves that at one time stood for liberty no longer stand for it anymore.
I have to say, I can't announce anything at the moment, but I have spoken to the guy who contacted me from hearing me on Free Talk Live, and there is movement to try and basically fight to bring the Liberal Democrats back to more libertarian lines.
Yeah, we actually had Kevin, a friend of yours, call in to tell us about that at the beginning of the hour, and I wish you guys the best of luck with that endeavor. I don't know how successful it will be. I don't know how successful the Republican Liberty Caucus has been.
I will let you know, and apologies for using your personal inbox, by the way.
Oh, that's not a problem. Thanks,
Anthony. I did send you something you should read. Shocking police story from the UK. Absolutely shocking.
Okay, well, there's no shortage of shocking police stories. In fact, I've got one tonight involving a New York City detective and a 13-year-old prostitute. Thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And just so you know, he wasn't buying her services. We'll tell you what he was doing. But first, your calls. Xander in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Xander.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Hey, no problem. What's on your mind?
Actually, I wanted to talk about something that's not talked about at all, and that's one of the reasons I'm calling you guys.
Yeah.
The thing is, I donate blood, except a lot of people probably wouldn't be cool with that because I'm gay. And basically, when I go to donate, I lie about it. They ask you if you've ever had sexual contact with someone.
With a man since 1967.
Like
Yeah.
And it's just a ridiculous law. I'm safe. I'm in a committed relationship. And there are a lot of people like me. And I've heard two different ways to go around it. Is either...
Wait, let me see if I got this straight. They'll deny your ability to give blood if you're gay?
Right. The AABB, the American Blood Bank, the American Association of Blood Banks, has a rule. And they have lots of rules. And one of those rules is gay people that have had sex with a man, with another man, or men that have had sex with other men since 1980 cannot donate blood. That's the rule.
What? I mean, I understand that there's a higher chance of having AIDS through having homosexual encounters, but
they test this stuff all the time too. So
they test every pint of blood is tested. This is what I don't get.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. I mean, they just don't want to test it if you're gay. They don't want to spend the money to do the testing.
Largely, it was a policy that was created, in a time of fear. We didn't know a lot about AIDS when the policy was created, and now we know a lot more, and we have better testing methods, but the policy remains.
So you do the right thing, and you lie to them then?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's basically it. And I've been told, you should tell them the truth, and... to make a statement, but they're not going to, they don't care.
Who are you making a statement to? You're making a statement to the phlebotomist at the local blood bank. Do you think that's going to go up the chain?
No.
I haven't looked at the science on this. I would want to look at the science, but I do think that, they should re-look at this situation and, look at the new... information as opposed to just keeping around some old.
And what's with the arbitrary date, the 1980? What's with that?
Because that's when the swine flu started.
I think it's just a really out of date policy. That's what I'm guessing. But I'm also thinking more something else.
What's swine flu?
Swine flu was the sort of precursor to AIDS. They hadn't really named it at that point.
So you're saying people didn't have AIDS before 1980?
Right.
That seems hard to believe.
AIDS is a relatively new phenomenon.
I thought it was only identified in the 1980s. I thought people had it before that.
The mid-1980s.
So you're saying people didn't even have AIDS, or it was not identified as that?
They did not have AIDS before 1980.
Wow, okay. I didn't know that. Very good. Any other thoughts, sir?
No, that's all. I just wanted to wonder what you guys thought about it and what you...
I had something happen to me that was similar. I got to deferred is what they call it. You can't give for a year if you come into contact with someone else's blood. So if you get, say, in a fist fight or, I suppose you have sex with a woman while she's on her menstrual, period or whatever.
Really?
If you come
I'm out.
If you... Okay. God, if you come out and admit that, you'll get deferred. If you visit Haiti, I know for one, and I think Africa, you'll get deferred for a year. So I went to Haiti for 36 hours. I'm like, well, why? Well, you could have had sexual contact with someone, but I'm telling you, I didn't.
Yeah.
I went to Haiti for a mission, thing for 36 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was business and that kind of thing. I didn't have sex with anybody. But can't they just ask me, have I had sex with anyone in Haiti since in the last year? But they got some silly rules.
Absurd.
And it's not just gay people that have problems with it. But I have heard this complaint, and I understand.
Xander, I have to say that, generally telling lies is a bad thing, but in this case, I can't see any reason why you shouldn't.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231. If what you want to do is donate blood and you live a safe lifestyle, say what you got to say.
Well, gays are discriminated against to some extent in this country, and it's not out in the open very much. So this is one of those
discrimination.
The discrimination is not. So this is one of those policies that's right smack dab in your face, out in the open.
Yeah.
And I can understand why they buck against it. I don't think that most people feel a great deal of hardship over not being able to give blood. Oh my God, I can't get the free bag of Fritos. But
I don't think that's why people are giving blood. They're not giving blood for the free bag of Fritos. They're giving blood in the idea that eventually they might need some of it, right? They're helping people that need blood, and then if something awful were to happen to them, that hopefully people would still be giving blood at that time, and therefore there'd be blood for them to use for themselves.
I guess civic duty, I think, is probably the best way to describe it.
Sounds like selfishness to me, and I think it's just fine.
Well, the very fact that you give blood does not guarantee that someone else will.
No, it certainly doesn't, but that's the idea.
Yeah,
the idea is that
it continues the blood bank so that other people can.
Yeah.
That's why I give blood. Obviously, I know, a great deal about this. I've given well over a gallon of blood. But I don't know. I mean, what they're trying to do is knock down the last few barriers out there, and I understand why they're doing it.
800-259-9231. Still to come, mentioned the IRS story with Wesley Snipes yesterday. We didn't get to that, and I want to talk about what the IRS has to say. Because we talked about the Snipes case over the weekend, on the Saturday show. But we never really heard what the IRS has to say about it. And now they've released a statement, a few quotes that are very, very interesting. And we'll get to that here in a moment. Also, as I mentioned, the Army suicide rate jumping up by the double digits. That plus an NYPD detective and his 13-year-old prostitute. That's right. He was her pimp. We'll get to all that and more, hopefully. Of course, your calls as well. They're primary. 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's